With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. Monterey Peninsula Voices is a choral group where all you need to join is a voice and a love of song. KAZU's Dylan Music caught up with them as they rehearsed for an upcoming anniversary concert.
On a Monday night, about 50 singers gather at the First Presbyterian Church in the heart of Monterey. The church's vaulted ceilings and rectangular multicolored stained glass windows provide an almost spiritual background to the music about to be rehearsed. The group's music director, Sean Bulware, begins with some vocal warm-up exercises.
All right, let's start with Beat Slide Manager.
Some of the singers wear masks, others don't. Some have gray hair, others youthful ponytails. They're holding sheet music and standing in clusters among the pews based on their singing range. Sopranos and altos in the front of the room. Tenors and bass sections in the back. The group is known collectively as Monterey Peninsula Voices. They're rehearsing for their upcoming 60th anniversary concerts. The concert's theme is community, which seems fitting because anyone who's interested in singing can join regardless of experience. Apart from a $195 member fee that goes to maintaining the group, Bulware says all you need is the ability to carry a tune.
As long as you can match pitch, we would love to have you. We have everybody from professional vocalists to professional shower singers in the choir and everything in between.
One of those singers is alto Juliet Lay, an optometrist from Spreckles. She's been a member of the group for about 6 years. And what does she get out of the experience?
Joy, happiness, community, you know, making friends, and just learning a lot of new songs.
Another member, Chris Hasegawa, who's also the board president, joined Monterey Peninsula Voices in 2013, shortly after he retired. He's part of the bass section.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm kind of the tuba of the choir.
Hasegawa says he just loved the idea that he could be part of a singing group that brings together people through music.
A number of people sing different things that together make something really beautiful is, for me, part of the American dream.
That sense of community and enjoyment came to a screeching halt when the shelter-in-place order took effect due to COVID-19 2 years ago. Bulware, the music director, says he went into a really dark place.
There was no joy in life. There was no music. There was no community.
But then he got the idea to continue rehearsals virtually. Virtual choirs were already something that existed and something he knew a little bit about.
And so I thought, okay, we can do this.
And while the virtual rehearsal process was an arduous one in which individual singers recorded themselves and Bill Ware put them all together, he says that something positive did come out of it.
So we've got friends in Arizona and Oregon and even Australia that joined us in the virtual choir. And so we continue to live stream our rehearsals now so that people who can't make rehearsal that night can sing with us online.
And now Monterey Peninsula Voices is looking forward to performing along with dance troupes and musicians at their upcoming concerts on May 5th at the Sunset Center in Carmel and May 7th at Sherwood Hall in Salinas. The song lineup includes music they've performed over the past 60 years, including this tune inspired by Shakespeare's romantic comedy, Twelfth Night. A board member of the chorus, alto Julie Armstrong, says that with COVID and what's going on in Ukraine, choruses like theirs are more important than ever.
There's just a lot of darkness and difficulty in the world, and so it's really kind of our obligation to help lift our audiences up.
Bulware says that they're always looking for new members.
If you've ever wanted to experiment with singing with a group or singing with others, Monterey Peninsula Voices might be an opportunity for you to learn some things about singing and really experience joy that will change your life.
A life-changing experience through a community of voices. Dylan Music, KAZU News.